dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? You say my opinions are not fact. I wanna ask you, is it opinion and is death in tax? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about?
Yeah, well, interest is one thing, but well, I had a dollar out yesterday. I've made no bones about it. I've had a lot of sleeping issues. I'll sleep 2-3 hours at a time. I'm up late. I go to bed. I wake up. And it's like I'm having more dreams lately than I've had in years. And that scares me. And the problem is I think I'm awake. And yet my dreams are following what's going on in my brain. And it's a lot of it has to do with time clocks. And I don't mean a physical time clock like you used to punch in with. But different things. So, you know, I got up, got my granddaughter to school yesterday, by like 9:30, 10 o'clock, I was wiped out. Maybe it was closer to 11. I just had to lay down and sleep for a couple hours. And I woke up. I had about an hour before I had to pick her up from school. But I started driving up in that general direction. I had a couple of places to stop anyway. And, you know, I'm going to stop at the bank, get some cash. I've used an ATM exactly once in my life, and it was less than 2 months ago. Because I got there when the bank had just literally closed on a Saturday, and I had no choice. But I stopped at the bank, and I went to do my withdrawal. I did something I never do. I always keep my phone in my pocket, rather than carrying it around. It drives you crazy. I set the damn phone on the counter at the teller, took care of my business, and walked out and left the phone. I got a few miles up the road and said, holy crap, where's my phone? I'm reaching, I'm looking. Is it on the floor? Is it? Turned around, said, oh my God, I must have left it at home. Ran home first, scoured this place where I would normally set the phone, my desk usually, and a couple other places I might set it down for a few minutes, I ran right to the bank. Well, guess what? Phone was gone. Nobody turned it in. This bank caters to, I would be willing to bet, 80 to 90% Hispanic. Few of them speak English, by the way. You go in there and, you know, the tellers are all the partitioned off with very thick bulletproof glass, if that tells you anything. Up above, you know, it's got the name of the bank. It's we do loans, we do credit cards, and everything is in both English and Spanish. And it ticks me off. I don't like dealing with this bank, but given some things that transpired with a bank I'd been with for 22 years, I decided I had to bail out of there, go set up something else temporarily. And you know, the people inside of there take very good care of me, but I went back to the bank. Nope, nobody turned it in. Great. Went and picked up my granddaughter. Had to run down to a place that deals with used phones. Picked up, unfortunately, one model newer, used, than what I had. I got a decent price on it. And she gave me the chip, and I activated it, and bingo, I was set to go. It's a little bit of a learning curve because there's a few things in it that are done differently. It drives me nuts. It was not as simple as the previous version of the phone. So that you know, by midday or mid-afternoon, my day was shot to hell. I was angry, and then I got a notification last night that fraud had been committed on one of my credit cards. Well, guess what? It was my Lowe's card, and I know exactly when and how. It's not a chip card. It's a slider. I pull it out of my wallet. I slide it. It goes right back into my wallet, and miraculously, somebody got a hold of that card. It went out and cracked up about $250 worth of charges on it. And by the time they tried to use it for the fourth time, they were declined. Then I was notified. Did you make charges on here? Nope. I have my ticket here for the last charge I did. I know exactly what, when, why, where, and how. So they had to stop payment. I know who did it. And she's denying it six ways to Sunday. Up until minutes ago, she's still saying, I wouldn't have done that. Yeah, you liar. Oh, my God. How are you today, Jeff Bennett, protecting your wealth? I didn't protect mine very well yesterday. Good Lord. Good Lord. Let's see what's going on in the markets. I tell you, I've been rolling since early this morning. And I've had a busy day already. Although the phone I picked up was a used phone, I have turned around and ordered a mint condition one, which will be arriving here in about a week. What do we got here? $15 minimum wage was supposed to hurt New York City restaurants, but both revenue and employment are up. Good, I'm glad. But because too many places are not liking that, and they're firing people left and right. Let's see. This guy's got his debt piling up, but he thanks God for his $68 million tax refund. Kanye West, a $68 million tax refund. We're in the wrong business. People, I'm going to stop being involved with the precious metals industry. I'm going to get a real nice deep suntan, and I think I'm going to become a rap star. Oh, that's crap. I'm sorry. Let's see what else we got. Fed cuts interest rates three times in a row. All right, we know that. The U.S. is like a banana republic, and a depression could be on the way. That, according to a money manager. Could be. Although I did hear a bit of interesting news this morning. The overall real estate values in the Valley of the Scum that I live in went up for the fifth month in a row. In fact, the biggest gain they've had in 5 months. Maybe I ain't going to waste my time painting this place. It's time to get this place dumped out of here. I want a small place. But it's difficult because you've got one grandchild living with you. And you have another one who goes to the university here in town. And although she lives at the university, she will be coming home for longer holidays and stuff of that nature. And she does have a bedroom. But I don't know. Oil prices finished lower. Traders weigh forecasts for domestic crude supplies. Online spending will exceed $1 billion every day in November and December. Sorry, don't do it. What, you think I'm going to buy all my Christmas presents at Amazon? No, thank you. Current market, Dow Jones Industrial off 18 points at 27.072. S&P 500 is down about 2 points at 3037. NASDAQ off 42 points today at 8283, almost 8284. Global Dow up 13.4, and that's this Brexit thing is just nuts. And I don't really care. I'm just not following it. The whole thing is insane. Global Dow currently at about 3,094. Oil down 35 cents today. But the local filling stations aren't lowering their prices. Period. It ain't happening. Oh, yeah. Here's another one. The signals are loud and clear. A new bull market is underway. He's talking about the stock market, of course. Bull market? Yes, I agree with that. It is a bull market. It's a bullshit market. Politely, BS market. Frustrating. What are the metals doing today? Let me share with you. I give you some metals prices here. And they're somewhat variable because obviously metals move up and down all day long like most investments do, as it were. Commodities, stocks, bonds, whatever. It is interesting because for the longest time, depending on which supplier I may be ordering from, if I go to the supplier in Los Angeles, I can rest assured that the numbers that I typically quote you will be no good because they're quoting on a completely different spot chart, which is typically a futures market from probably 3 or 4 months down the road, meaning the cost is higher. 99% of the business I've done this past year have been with a specific supplier in San Diego whose spot figures are almost to the penny within those that I am providing at MorganaPreciousMetals.com. Rhodium, flat today at $4,940 an ounce. Palladium, if I'm not mistaken, hit an all-time high yesterday. Massive demand for palladium, but currently down $20 at $1,765 an ounce. Platinum up $2, $918. Still, and you probably get bored of my telling you this, but it frustrates me. Here's platinum. I will get back to platinum in a minute. Silver flat currently at $17.81 an ounce. And I share this with you for a combination of reasons. And if silver is an arena you wish to take a look at today, please make a couple of notes here. I've not removed this specific offering that we've been going on with for 6 months because it has been highly successful. Those people who want silver are grabbing all they can. And currently, with silver at $17.81 an ounce spot, bear with me here. Did I do that right? Yeah. Currently, I'm looking at about $19 an ounce. Okay, for brand new, newly minted, sealed in the tube, 1 ounce, 999 fine buffalo rounds. Okay, now that's the price that's typically at for a minimum of 100 ounces. That's five rolls. Okay, if you're ordering less than a full box, and there's 500 in a full box. You can, if it's less than that, you can expect to pay about $15.50 shipping. That's pretty moderate. Now, I know you can go to other places and, oh, shipping's included. Don't kid yourself. They've jacked the price up to compensate for it. I stay pretty open street, pretty clean with it. So silver currently at $17.81 an ounce. Figure it's going to cost you about $19.01, somewhere in that area, per ounce, give or take whatever market movement does before we talk and place an order. Now, gold. Gold has been doing some strange things. Give me a quick second, see if I can pull this up. I got a gentleman who, he and I are going back and forth. His problem is the last time he made a purchase was in, I believe it was June of 2018. At which time, spot gold was $1,372 an ounce. Now, since then, gold came down into the very high 1100s, and it moved back up. Currently, spot gold is showing $1,489. Well, that's still well over $100 an ounce more than when he purchased in June of 2018. Okay? So I start looking at this stuff. And he's wanting to buy the same number of ounces of gold. He wants to buy another 31-ounce American Gold Eagles. Well, you know, given the difference in the cost of gold, he's looking at roughly $122 more an ounce, and he just doesn't like that. I can't help what the market does, pal. The other factor is that I'm having to pay a slightly higher premium for a 1 ounce gold American Eagle than I was 2 weeks ago. Why? There's a buyer's demand. They're buying it. Now, let's go back to platinum. Gold spot, $1,489.20. Platinum at $918. So we're still how many hundreds of dollars lower than gold than is platinum? And in all my years in the market, other than this last 4 or 5 years, I've never seen it like this. Platinum was always typically somewhat higher than gold. Now it's insane. Okay, $1,489.20 we're at now, minus $918. Platinum is $572.20 an ounce lower than gold. But then you see, I'm not a big platinum lover. Platinum, to me, for many years, of course, was used for manufacture of catalytic converters. The other use for platinum is for guys like Trump by his wife, very high end jewelry. Unbelievable. Today, my friends, is an anniversary of sorts. And it's a very interesting one. Many years ago, I did a six-hour series. I'm going to say this was done in the summer of 1998. It's a series I entitled All the King's Men. Unfortunately, unbeknownst to us at that time, something had gone a little bit haywire in the mixing board, and there was a little bit of a humming going on. And yet we played this program beyond belief. I got to be honest. I could, excuse me, hang on. I'm going to choke. I could take the next 5 weeks of this program. I wouldn't bother with the sixth hour because the sixth hour was a little bit of an addendum. We concentrated a little bit more about the historical time period of what the story was about. And we concentrated more on what the economic situation is it was in this country in 1998. But today's an anniversary. Yesterday was the anniversary. 90 years ago yesterday, Black Monday occurred. October the 28th, 1929. According to the author, and I will tell you right now, he's incorrect. He says the U.S. stock market had peaked the previous month on September the 3rd, 1929, with the Dow Jones Stock Index reaching a record high of 381 points. I will tell you that that's incorrect. That market high actually took place in May of 1929. And began to come down very slowly, little bits and pieces. But let's continue with what Simon Black has to tell us. Simon says, throughout September and October, nervous investors began to pull their money out of the market. Remember, this is a Dow Jones Industrial at 381 points, folks. Over a three-day period in late October, including Black Monday, the market lost more than 30% of its value. And so here we sit 90 years later. Maybe it's prudent to look at three key insights from that historic crash. First, stocks are more overvalued today, my friends, than they were in 1929. Mm-hmm. Back in 29, my mother at that point was a little over 2 years of age. As was my father. Back in 29, the price-earnings ratio of the average company trading in the New York Stock Exchange was about 15. In other words, investors were willing to pay $15 a share for every dollar of the average company's profit. That's not high at all. In fact, a price-earnings ratio of 15 is completely in line with historic averages. Coca-Cola's price-earnings ratio back in 29 ranged about twice as much for each dollar of Coke's annual profit. Now, Coca-Cola is a pretty interesting case study, by the way. So go back a couple of years, 2010. Coca-Cola's annual revenue was $35 billion. By 2018, the company's annual revenue had fallen to less than $32 billion. In 2010, Coca-Cola generated $5.06 in profit earnings per share. In 2018, only $1.50. What? In other words, your profit per share tanked. In 2010, it was $5.06. Now it's only $1.50. That's a little scary. Coca-Cola's total equity, in other words, its net worth of the business, in 2010 was $31 billion. By 2018, that's just last year, their equity had fallen to only $19 billion. So you see, over the past 8 years, Coca-Cola has lost nearly 40% of its equity. Sales are down. Per share earnings have fallen by 70%. The company is in far worse shape today than it was 8 years ago. And yet, Coca-Cola's share price has nearly doubled in that period? Is that insane or what? Absolutely insane. But, my friends, it's not just Coca-Cola. Oh, no. Oh, my God. The price-earnings ratio of the typical company today is about 50% higher than historic averages, which means that the stock market would have to drop by 50% for those ratios to return to historic norms. Kind of clear that investors are simply willing to pay much more for every dollar of a company's earnings and assets than ever before, including even right before the crash of 29. Now, by 1929, stocks fell by nearly 90%. Simon Black says, and it took decades to recover. Ah! Do you know when the stock market recovered from the 1929 crash? Do you have any clue? I'm going to tell you exactly. Hang on. Jeez. 26 years. Over a quarter of a century. 1955. It took until 1955 for the stock market just to recover back to that all-time high of 381. But you see, the crash was not isolated just to Black Monday. No, from the peak in September of 29, stocks ultimately fell nearly 90% over the next 3 years. The Dow bottomed out. 1932 at 42 points. 42 is lower than where the Dow was trading in 1885. 1885. So the crash wiped out decades of growth, and it took until November of 1954, early 55, for the Dow to finally surpass its high from 1929. If that were to happen today, first of all, it means that the Dow would fall to 2,700 points. That's a level it's not seen since the early 1990s. And in effect, it would not return to today's highs until sometime in the mid-2040s. And of course, most folks think that that's preposterous. And to be somewhat fair, I think the government and central bank would do everything in their power to prevent a severe crash, but it's so manipulative today, my friends. It's lies and deceit and BS and printo. I mean, Federal Reserve has already announced it's going to print another $60 billion a month, which should be favorable to the stock market in the short term. But you see, just because we cannot imagine something happening doesn't mean that it can't happen. Now, friends, it's happening right now in Japan. My God, Japan is not, their stock market peaked in 1989. The Nikkei index reached 39,000. And within a few years, the Nikkei had lost half its value, would ultimately fall by 80%. And even today, 30 years later, the Nikkei index is still 40% below its all-time high. But there's no law that requires the stock market to go up. Oh, no, it can fall. And it can stay low for years. even decades. The third reason, the third thing that most people just have no awareness of. I want you to think about this carefully, because it shows the reality of the nonsensical numbers that we're being fed on a day-to-day basis. If you want to adjust the markets for inflation, stocks have returned barely. You ready? 1.7% per year since 1929. It is best to think long-term about any investment. Businesses take time to grow and expand. Patient investors who understand this tend to do well. But I am choking. When thinking about the long-term, it becomes imperative to consider the extraordinary effects of inflation. You see, conservatively speaking, every single year, our money loses about 2% of its value. But over time, those small bites of inflation fester into a major chunk of your investment gains. 2% of its value. Oh, that's right. That's based on the bogus inflation figures. You know, the ones that don't include gasoline and food. Consider all of this. Even according to the federal government's monkey math, the U.S. dollar has lost 92 to 94% of its value since 1929. And so even though the Dow is more than 70 times higher than it was in mid-29, when you consider the effects of inflation, stocks are only about 5 times higher over the past 90 years. And there's where your average annualized return of just 1.7% comes in. Hey, even over the past 20 years, if you go back to late 99, the stock market has only returned about 2.2% a year when adjusted for inflation. Think about all the risks and wild market swings that investors have had to deal with over the past 20 years, all for a measly, paltry 2.2%. Which was eaten up by inflation. It becomes interesting to note that when adjusted for inflation, gold has outperformed stocks over that same period of time. 1.8% return since 1929. Now, that's not a lot higher than stocks, but it's private, and you don't necessarily have to report it. It's had a 6.7% return since 1999, more than 3 times as much as stocks have.
But I don't want to buy that gold stuff.
You see, unlike stocks, people who own gold have not had to put up with the same risks. No shady brokers. There's some of them out there, though. None of the WeWork BS, no Enron scandal. Those who own gold earn 3 times more than the stock market, with the added benefit of being able to hold their investment right in their own hands, my friends. And that's what you need to be doing. And that's among the services that I will provide with you and for you. And Morgana Precious Metals. Morgana Precious Metals is, well, we'll talk about it when we come back from the break. Enjoy. Think about some of these numbers for a moment. I'll have this posted a little bit later today, but I've got a busy day ahead of me. Stand by. Be back in 3-4 minutes. Give me a long break, baby.
All the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't change the facts.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? You say my opinions are not fact.
Well, let's hope that we can end the joking here. Man, that was rough.
Whew. It's nice outside, very high 60s, low 70s today. It's cold in the house. I have not cranked the heater on yet. I refuse. I've actually put a blanket, an extra blanket on my bed. Crazy stuff. My wife has slept in our other granddaughter's bedroom, the one that's in college, for the last 3 nights. I finally asked her this morning, what's going on with you? How come you're sleeping in Tater's room? I don't want to mess the other bed up. Oh, I washed the sheets, the blankets, everything. I put that big bed together. It's such a big bed, she can't get the sheets on there right. And I've got the bed looking nice. It's all put back together the way it should be. She doesn't want to mess it up. Oh, God. What a mess. Hey, welcome back to the second half of today's Protecting Your Wealth. I'm working on a kind of a special program for Thursday. I'm seeing some things of a darker nature continue to come across my desk. And I know that people don't necessarily want to hear about the darkness. But the reality is that darkness is bringing some things our way that are going to make things far more difficult. Is the stock market going to, you know, do a repeat of 29 or just of 07 or whatever dates you want to pick on? I don't care, but historically, when I take a look at things that have happened in the gold and silver markets, the precious metals markets, over the long, long haul, it has outperformed the stock markets. It has held up at a better average. And the fact that you take possession of that asset, that you can liquidate when necessary to care for an emergency situation for your family, whether it's health related, whether it's all of a sudden your tranny gives up or transmission. I don't want people to misunderstand and think I'm talking about the LGBTQ crowd. That's a tranny of another sort. Actually, when I'm on Facebook and I make reference to trannies, I always add the additional reference to 3-speed or 4 on the floor. And they're, which I refer to as Al Gore rhythms, don't pick up on the real meaning of it. Those are the reasons that I own gold. These are the reasons that you should own them. Look, I know that economically we've got people talking about how great the economy is. I have yet to see that. I guess that we're sitting on an asset that has continued to increase in value. Unfortunately, I have one minor problem. Look, if I were to stay in this house forever, I would rip up all the tile floors in this house and I'd replace them. And I had put them in when we bought the house. But frankly, the people that did the work did such a lousy job that I've got at least 9 tiles that I can tap with a broom, the broom handle, and note that they were never sealed right. However, I do have the tools to be able to remove it and put them back in properly. The grout work was done badly. I guess I've got a tool if I want to make a real mess out of it that I can chew it all up, regrout the place. Place it look good. Don't have a single cracked tile, that much I'll tell you. I still have some spare tiles if they're needed. There's some work I would do on the kitchen cabinets that can be done with a marvelous Rust-Oleum product that will modernize them, make them look a little better. Go out and buy some inexpensive stainless steel handles and knobs and stuff like that and put them in, and the place would look great. But I've got one issue in a bathroom that I'm afraid may require. It's on the shower wall. There is a small leak in there that is causing some issues. I'm sure it's got mold and mildew inside of there. Does that mean I'm going to have to rip the tile off that wall and redo it? Possibly, and I'm not going to be a happy camper about that. But it's something I may have to deal with. And if I do that and then repaint the place, frankly, I could sell this place and do comfortably. Will I recover what I paid for it many years ago? Don't know, don't care. I want out of this neighborhood. I don't like the direction it's going. People moving in from out of state, that doesn't bother me. People from moving in from south of the border, that bothers me. Yeah, sucky. Well, let's see. What do we got going with some other headlines? Ted Butler has written a real little piece, a recent piece called The Return of the Silver Whale. Of course, it's question mark. And Ted's one of those guys that he likes to sell newsletters. And I'm not real impressed with people who want to sell newsletters, okay? I'm sorry if that offends you. RBN, for many years, had a guy that would come on with us every Tuesday. And he would sit there talking about all his knowledge and all his stuff. And some of the information he put out was good. Some of it was absolute BS. And I've shared with you in the past one of my lengthy conversations with Bob, and I actually enjoyed the guy, but not for the reasons that most people did. And Bob and I had some private conversations that would indicate that he knew absolutely nothing about the type of products that Robbie Noel and I were offering here on RBN and that we would offer elsewhere, et cetera. And just didn't know a damn thing about it. He's, you know, as far as he was concerned, he was a guest on the show, and he would give some very good information, but some other questionable information, and he would support whatever it was that we were offering to sell. And Robbie and I always remained a degree of conservative offerings. We didn't get off on the pseudo rare coin crap like so many other people do. And that's a real problem for reasons I've shared with you in the past, because those things typically come at a 40, 50% markup over what their real value is. And it's a real pain in the rear end. But, you know, Ted's got this new piece. This is, if this turns into a repeat of what occurred this summer, it could involve some big price changes ahead. And, of course, he's talking about the fact that for the last 3.5 decades, he has discussed intensely the price manipulation in silver. The nexus of the manipulation, he says, was the extremely large, concentrated short position held by the 4 and 8 largest traders on the COMEX. The short position, what does that mean? They were controlling a market for a product they didn't have to deliver. Yeah. You had the largest traders on the short side, of course, were predominantly banks, foreign, domestic. The largest, the biggest crook of all was Morgan the Pirate. J.P. Morgan, yeah. Last 11 years. Without that large concentrated short position, 96,000 contracts, which represent 480 million ounces, all controlled by the 8 largest traders. And there would be no commercial net short position at all. We'd have no grounds to stand on for making allegations of a silver manipulation, but it's out there. But do you think they'll go after Jamie Dimon, the big shot that runs the whole rigmarole? No, they get some second and third rate traders and they'll set an example of them. It's a real joke to me. Interesting article today, posted by someone I have absolutely no awareness of. Talks about a 2-day close over $1,521 in the cash market was required to launch a rally, but fundamentally gold was well positioned, he says. It's not really an article. It's just all sorts of little bits and pieces of little notes and little comments. Once again, I fall back on what I shared with you during the first half hour. Stocks have some catching up to do. According to one author, the S&P 500 run to 3,200 is now on the way. Where is it today? 3,037. Whoop-dee-doo, Bubba. Okay, with the return of QE, gold and silver mining stocks are cheap. I don't care about the mining stocks. I care about the real thing. But then you see, it's just not a big deal. You know, if I buy the metals and it doesn't move one iota from what I paid for it, not 1 cent, I'm still ahead of the game with what's happening in the paper markets. Oh, here's a marvelous article. How to sell gold without paying taxes. Oh, God. You know, that's a great headline. It's going to draw a lot of people going to read it. Bullion buyers can learn about current U.S.-based bullion dealer IRS reporting rules, not only when selling bullion, but also when buying. As well, too, get a general understanding as to what federal U.S. tax laws of the land mean for silver and gold taxes and current U.S. congressional efforts ongoing to change them. And the guy says, I'm no tax professional. Not one of us here is a tax prophylactic. Consult your own. So he starts getting to this whole thing. And I'm going to save this and take a look at it later. All right, let me take a look here. I opened this corporation in February of 1996. Now, I've got several tens of thousands of clients that I've dealt with over the years. And I've shared this story with you in the past. Only one time was I ever called upon by the federal authorities to cough up the records of an individual client. The client was an airline pilot. And apparently, he paid for everything in cash. He paid his mortgage payment in cash. He bought his gold and silver in cash. He paid for his insurance in cash. He'd get his paycheck and he'd run on down to the bank and cash it. Well, apparently, government entities thought that the guy was doing something flaky and shaky. Now, you know, he certainly was able to crop up tax records and indicate what his income was from the airline that he worked for. And he had a pretty good idea and pretty good bills as to what he had paid for utilities and groceries and, you know, the sundry of various different things. Of course, he didn't particularly want to talk too much about the gold and silver he'd been buying. All he would say is that, well, I do business with a company out in Arizona called Kettle Moraine. So I get this letter. And this guy lives in the Midwest. He's going to be going into federal court in Indiana. And son of a gun, they expected me, at my expense, to bring the client's records, hop on an airplane, and come sit down there in Indiana for whatever specified time they wanted to grill, run me over rake me over the coals, to disclose what this guy had been doing. Well, I had a contact phone number. I picked up the phone and I called the guy. The man was with the FBI. Turns out I'd met him several years before when Waco, you remember Mount Carmel and all that good stuff, when the Waco episode was going on. At that time, I worked for a relatively large alleged Christian-based precious metals firm out of Scottsdale, Arizona. And the owner had a daily program on the Salem Network, which I always found was interesting. Didn't Salem have to do with the witches and all that stuff? And I don't know. Anyway, Mr. Koresh was probably a little strange in certain respects. Probably dipping his wick where he shouldn't have been dipping it. And other things, but there were some, you know, privacy issues and a number of things. But Koresh had made himself available to speak on the air with the owner and broadcaster of this particular precious metals firm. Well, this word got out, so we had the FBI all over our brokerage house for a number of days. Now, they weren't necessarily sticking their nose into what we were doing, et cetera, et cetera. But it turns out that this FBI agent I got a hold of is a guy that I actually had met who'd been at this firm for close to a week when this whole Waco thing was blowing up. This is before it actually blew up. And so we had quite an interesting catch-up and a conversation, and I explained to him what our airline pilot's degree of business with me was. And he'd only done three or four transactions, and they would have ranged anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500 at a time, sometimes silver. Most of the time it was gold. But, you know, back in 96, gold was cheap compared to where it is now. And by the time we were done with the conversation, the agent said, "Mr. Bennett, you have more than answered." He said, "There's not enough money here in question," because he's done things legally. He's got the ability to make those kind of cash expenditures. You've not tried to cover it up. You've been honest about it. Honest to the point that one time the guy sent me $1,500, and the guy at the post office, you know, the private mailbox thing, accidentally stuck it into somebody else's box. Well, when that guy didn't look at the address and opened it up and found $1,500 in it, then he looked to see the address on the envelope, and he stuck it in his pocket. And I disclosed that to the FBI guy, and we both kind of had a laugh over it. The client wasn't upset. He knew that there was that kind of a risk and understood it. We live in strange times. So when I start looking at this whole thing about reporting and the tax this and the tax that, not one time in all the years that I've been in business have I allowed a violation of, at that time, the current tax laws. Now, understand a couple of things. They do change.
How to sell gold without paying taxes? Easy. Take a loss. Buy high, sell low. It's certainly a smart-ass answer.
And the guy says, oh, but it's the general truth at the moment. You buy a one-ounce gold piece from me. You buy 10 of them. And you have to go liquidate a piece. You can send it back to me. You can walk into your local pawn shop. You can walk into a local coin shop. And you can sell it, whatever it's worth. You're not required to claim a gain or a loss. Now, if you want to claim a loss so you can lower your taxes, that's fine, but I'd rather they not know that I'm holding specie. Catch my drift? I'm going to be looking this thing over very, very carefully. The guy says, well, I bought this silver in aught 8 for $12. I just sold it for $15. IRS is going to want their cut, the $3 profit. I'm not trying to tell you how to break the law. You know, there's certain things that I am not allowed to even tell you. But when I get a client on the phone, I advise them. You can liquidate with a single vendor up to 1,000 ounces of silver in a given year. And it's not reportable. Not by me, not by you. Up to 25 ounces of gold with a single. You want to liquidate 22 ounces with me and get a hold of Joe Blow up the street and get rid of another 15? Then yeah, well, you should do the right thing. I'm not going to tell you what that right thing is. Maybe you should talk to your tax accountant about it. So it is interesting. These are the things we watch for. I have given information to clients in private, on the phone. Some of what I've just shared with you. It's up to them to keep that in mind. If they contact me and say, Jeff, I got a real problem. I got 40 ounces of gold I need to liquidate. I'm going to say, do you remember the conversation we had in the early days of our relationship? I'm only in the position to take 22 ounces right now. I'd suggest you contact someone else to liquidate the other. I might give them a couple of phone numbers of people that I do some business with that he might be able to liquidate with. Separate transactions. It's the law. There are ways to play it, and there's ways to get around it. So, once again, I'm not telling you to break the law, not by any stretch of the imagination, but a lot of what this guy is writing about is a little crazy. But it draws attention. Oh, this guy gave me good information. I'm going to go buy from him. Fine. Am I always going to be the lowest price? No. I've got a client that I've dealt with for some time. Sent me your check. Deposited it yesterday afternoon, about a half hour after I lost my cell phone, by the way. I had to go back to the bank. And her check arrived yesterday. I deposited it at probably, I don't know, 2:30 in the afternoon. Check was clear this morning. The bill's already been paid. Her goods shipped today. Now, that's the way I like to do business. I don't like to, like some others that were on the alternative media for a long, long time. You know, the muffler people started to take 3 and 4 and 5 weeks and 2 months to deliver because usually they had no money and they were using your money to pay for someone else's order from 2 months before. I've had a couple of orders that have gone a little bit slower than I'd like, but we seem to have all that kicked in now and taken care of. We got a client over in, I think it's New Mexico, and two of his orders really moved slowly for some reason. I don't know why. But we seem to have all this stuff cleared up now, and we're having no problems. I've got certain orders that have shipped out before my client ever got paid. Oh, and by the way, this check that I deposited yesterday, he's not going to see that check for 3 or 4 days. He's shipping today, because that's the kind of relationship that I have with this firm after almost 30 years. Okay? And if you ever have a question, you send me a note. You send me a letter. You pick up the phone. You give me a call. You can always reach us through the website with an email, MorganaPreciousMetals.com. You can always pick up the phone and call either one of the two numbers we may have posted at various different locations. Even if you accidentally come across the old email address for this site, and I came across one this morning, it'll still forward to the current email address. Okay? Always here to answer your questions. Most of the time I'm here. Even I'm on the road, I can usually answer questions. I got off the air here in just a few minutes. I've got to run down the hall to the library for just a few moments, do some quick reading. I'll go read the Charmin Gazette. Then I've got to print out a couple pieces of paper. I've got a meeting at my granddaughter's school at 2-something. Got to get hold of the wife, talk to her for a couple minutes. What's that humming? It's the buzzing of a plane somewhere. I don't know. So I got a busy day. And may or may not be back here by 5, 6 o'clock. May not be back here till 7, 8 o'clock tonight. I don't know. But you know what? You pick up the phone and you call me. I'd love to talk with you. Let's take care of some silver orders. You want to pick up, 100 ounces of silver? I'm going to rough it right now. I'm not even over at that page. I don't know if I can get here fast enough. Gold right now is going to run you about, for a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle, it's going to run you about $35 each over spot. That ain't bad. I remember when it was $135 over just a few years ago. Silver right now, probably going to hang you somewhere around a little over $1,900 approximately for 100 ounces. Delivered. $1,915. A few months ago, we were at $2,075. A while back, we were $1,600 or $1,700 for 160 units. That's how much silver has gone up in the last year. Keep all these things in mind. Yeah, I'll take your personal check. You want to make it a bank check? That's fine. Small orders, I'll take a money order. I don't care. Glad to work with each and every one of you. Been doing it for an awful long time. We're out of time. Hey, I'll be back on Thursday. And I don't know, depending on how John is feeling, maybe I'll be here on Friday. Who knows? You guys take care of yourselves. I'll talk to you all later, huh? Bye-bye.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.